Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives, by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Mandy Gibson.
And I am your co-host, Erin Renahan. Today is Monday, April 10th, 2017, and this is show number 603. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Tonight on AWTR, we continue a month-long mini-series of interviews where our featured guests will be our very own Army Wife Network Core Team members. This episode features interviews with Erin, our social media assistant, Amber, our social media coordinator, and myself, AWN's graphic artist. Later in the show, we'll be announcing the winner of our next birthday giveaway this week, a beautiful 17-inch Military Wife charm necklace by Mindy Lee on Etsy. So stay tuned to see if your name was drawn for those who entered on our Facebook post today.
And if you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of Mandy, Amber, or myself tonight, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use #ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN Core Team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers that are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on ArmyWifeNetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army Wife lives. We're just like you. So, Erin, how has your week been going? Anything exciting been happening?
Yes, my husband got promoted to Master Sergeant, so we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So
I mean, thank you. It was all me.
Yeah.
Everyone's congratulating me, and I'm like, thanks. So we're pretty excited about that. I may have Googled what does a Master Sergeant do, because I have no clue. He made it in he just got promoted 3 years ago, so we weren't really expecting it at all. So we're still in shock. So, but that was an upswing to the end of our week. So how was your week?
Awesome. You know, it's been pretty good so far. We had, I'm sure everybody is probably sick of me talking about the awful weather that we have here in upstate New York, but it was actually really nice this past weekend, and so my daughter has just been, like, playing outside so much, and it was, like, 60, which is, like, I mean, we're used to being in Texas, so we're like, oh, it's 60 degrees here. It's like, oh, my gosh, so nice. Like, there's not snow on the ground, and it almost got up to 80 today, so we've really just been needing a lot of time outside. It's just been so nice to actually have, like, decent weather.
That's good. Yeah, I've been watching the weather. I've probably been pushing the rain up to you guys because I'm like, go away, I don't want the rain.
Yep, it's coming. We'll forgive you this time. Yeah, I was going to say, because it is coming. It is coming. I think tomorrow we're supposed to be getting rain. So no fun. No from there. But, you know, that's not quite as exciting as promotion. But we've definitely been enjoying the weather and just getting ready for Easter. And I think, like, this year, my daughter is two. So last year she didn't really kind of, like, understand the concept. She's just like, oh, egg. I think she thought it was like a ball. She just was like, oh, that's cool. So I'm excited this year to like, have her experience, like, you know, all the different, you know, Easter traditions and things like that. And I think we're going to color eggs with her this week and then, of course, hunt them at some point, too. So we'll see.
That's
I'm excited
exciting.
About that.
Yeah, you just reminded me. We totally forgot to, like, hard-boil the eggs so we could color them. I've still got time. Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I was going to say, I think you can do them, like, I mean, I don't think you have to do them super, I don't really know, it's, you know, I don't know that I've actually, I mean, I've hard-boiled eggs before, but I feel like my mom has, you know, like, I didn't have a kid before that really was interested in it, so, like, before,
yeah,
but I think you just have to let them cool, right? Somebody who's listening,
yeah.
Please send us a message so Erin and I can boil hard-boiled eggs, okay?
Funny.
All right. Oh my goodness. Too much for us. So, well, that'll be exciting. You guys are gonna do eggs and all that fun stuff too.
Yeah, we usually do. It's actually gonna be pretty low key. My mom just is recovering from cancer radiation, so she's like, I'm skipping Easter this year. So, this will be our first Easter like small family, but it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Sometimes those are good too.
Yeah,
it's a little, sometimes it, when you have a lot, it can be pretty stressful. So that'll be good and good for your mom, I'm sure, too. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Erin, I am so glad to hear that things are going well for you this week and lots of exciting things. And I am very much looking forward to getting to know you better a little bit later on in the show. But right now, let's, I think it's about time that we move over onto our hot topics for this week.
Okay, and hot on AWN this week, it's no secret that MILF life can be tough. The deployments, last-minute changes of plans, and while hashtag all the things, fortunately, MILF spouses are also some of the toughest folks on the planet. So for this month's Recon Rendezvous link-up party and giveaway, we asked you, our listeners, what to do when the going gets tough in our MILF spouse life. Pamela O. wrote, I take a long hot shower and give myself the time to have a complete meltdown. By the time the water starts to go cold, I get out and try to pull myself together the best I can and move forward. To read more, swing by the blog to get helpful and encouraging tips for those tough moments and to enter to win a $25 Amazon gift card. The link is www.armywifenetwork.com/ when the going gets tough, part one link up giveaway.
All right, so it's social media roundup time. Picture this. It's early in the morning, it's still dark outside, when you hear your name being called. It's not the kids, so you first ignore the sound. And then you hear it again. You open your eyes, and you see your spouse kneeling beside the bed, this innocent smile on his face. Oh, gosh. You know they should be headed out the door for PT or work, so you are immediately confused why the love of your life has woken you up an hour or so before you need to get up to take care of the kids. Perhaps you need to get them on the bus and make breakfast before the day starts. The time before the house wakes up is precious and should never be disturbed, even as your spouse gets ready for work. But we've probably all been there. You might be a military spouse if you have ever been woken up and voluntold to help your spouse find a vital piece of equipment / uniform at zero dark 30. I have been there. If you have a story of your own to share, head over to the Facebook page to add your own insights to this common dilemma or look for a direct link being posted on Twitter now. Listeners, stay tuned after this quick commercial break for the continuation of our series of AWN core team member interviews. You don't want to miss it.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mandy Gibson. Tonight, we continue our series of interviews with your AWN core team of volunteers, airing throughout the month of April and making AWTR's 12th anniversary. Army Wife Talk Radio began in April 2005 as the original internet talk radio program for military wives. AWTR features up-to-date information, tips, and empowerment for Army spouses. The show has had a great amount of success over the years, being featured in Military Spouse Magazine, Stars and Stripes Newspaper, Military.com, and Army.com, just to name a few. Army Wife Network is powered entirely by the passion and talent of military spouses who are committed to empowering and enriching the lives of military families. In addition to fun interviews with your AWN core team this month, we are also super pumped to have an exciting month of giveaways in store for you. In fact, a very generous military supporter, Ms. Wrench Designs, is running a special for AWTR listeners for entire month of April. Simply go to our Etsy shop link that we are sharing in our Twitter feed as we speak. Customize your military themed item and enter Army Wife 12 at checkout for a 12% discount, signifying AWTR's 12th anniversary. Again, this amazing deal runs through April 30th, so you don't want to miss out.
What a great deal. Thanks to Mrs. Wrench Designs for her generosity. Now let's get started with our interview tonight.
Mandy, can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right.
It's
so let's get
technical
started with our first
tonight.
Interview. Yes. With our first interview, which is going to be our social media assistant, Erin. Erin is married to her active duty husband for 9 years. They are the proud parents of 4 children and are currently enjoying their homeschooling adventure. They live outside of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on a few acres that they share with their chickens, ducks, 2 Great Pyrenees puppies, a cat, and an English bulldog. I have an English bulldog, too. Ah, so exciting. She is currently taking her prerequisites to begin nursing school while volunteering with local organizations and their FRG. If Erin ever has any downtime, she likes to exercise, read, write, and be with her family. Erin, okay. Got a question for you. What's your bulldog's name? What is
Tank.
It?
Oh. It's Tank.
Tank.
Yeah.
We have an English bulldog named Capone. Sorry, I get excited about the English bulldog. So
he was named when he was a puppy, and we got him, and so it just stuck because I don't know. There's an AWR. AWN post that was like your military dog. You know, how it always has, like, a military name. And I was like, oh, our bulldog's name is Tank. But it wasn't meant to be. Like, we didn't, like, it just, he just came that way. But he is,
so cute.
He's 8 years old. So,
he's
getting, well, yeah, I didn't realize they only lived to be, like, 8 to 10. How old is your bulldog?
Mm-hmm. 9.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
is it a year or two? Is it a
Yeah, it's a boy.
Is it
Capone?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, is he doing well? Because ours seems to be, like, lively, like, livelier now than he was when he was a puppy. Okay.
Yep. He is just, I mean, we call him the grumpy old man, but he's always.
That's what we call Tank.
That's
what we call Tank. That's
so
funny.
That's like the bulldog personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, but yeah, I mean, he's fine. So maybe we'll have longest living English bulldogs ever.
I hope so, because some days he rarely moves. Like, if it's raining, he doesn't go outside. Like, we have to make him go outside to go to the bathroom. And then, like, he'll just sleep all day.
I think it's just their personality, because that's what Capone does, too. Like, he just sleeps all day long and snores and snorts and, oh, gotta love him. Gotta love him. So, all right. I'm sure everyone is just loving our English Bulldog conversation. But let's get to know you a little bit more, too, Erin. So tell us, how did you meet your husband?
Okay, so I was embarrassed to say this, but then I listened to Crystal's interview, and I actually met my husband online, but it was through a friend who was deployed in Iraq in 2008, and I was just talking to him, checking in, and then he said, oh, hey, I have a guy that, you know, you would be friends with, and I was like, what? So then this guy messaged me, and he was actually really funny and cool, and we just, we're friendly. Like, it was just, you know, talking. I'm sure he was lonely. He was actually deployed for 15 months in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
And we started talking back and forth, and I didn't even meet him until after he got back from Iraq. It was Thanksgiving, November 2008, I think. Yeah, I'm sorry, 2008. And that's when I first met him. And then after that, we just kind of clicked, and we dated, and then fast forward and got married really quickly, and then had a baby. So, that's how that works. But, yeah. And we're almost 9 years in August. We'll be married 9 years in August.
Oh, well, so. Congratulations to that. So, good.
Yeah,
don't be embarrassed about that. I think, honestly, like, probably over the past 10 or 15 years, I mean, a lot of people meet that. I met my husband online. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as uncommon as it was, like, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So, no, like when the internet was first, you know, starting.
I guess it was longer. I guess it was longer than that, huh?
It's
been a while. Oh, goodness. Well, we kind of know a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about your family.
So this is my second marriage. I have a son from a previous marriage. He is 12, Erickson. We have Owen, who is 8, and Kaylin, the only girl, is 4, and then Lachlan is 14 months. So we have 4 children.
Okay.
And it's crazy. We're done, unless we adopt in 2 years, but I'm done. We got 4 acres about 3 years ago with a house. Like, we just lucked out and found some acreage and a huge house, and we're like, what does acreage need? Oh, we need random animals. So we just went and got chickens and ducks, and we were going to get goats and pigs, but I was like, you deploy too much. I can't handle those on my own. So
yeah,
we're just
that
sticking
would have
with
been
the
a
chickens
lot.
And the ducks right now. Yeah, like too much. Oh. And we have 3 dogs. We just got 2 Great Pyrenees puppies last May. So they help herd our chickens and keep the foxes away and coyotes. And so
good.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about all that. So
Yeah.
Do the kids really enjoy, I'm sure, the animals and the ducks? And it's springtime, so are there, like, baby chicks and, like, little ducklings and stuff right now?
Yes. So we had 5 baby chicks a couple weeks ago, and we just got we actually just picked these up at the local tractor supply store this weekend.
My grandparents have a farm. So that's
okay,
normal, I think.
Yeah. So, and they had them, and we were like, oh, well, we've already got baby chicks, you know, going, so let's just grab some more. And my husband loves ducks, so he got 3 more ducks, then we got 7 more baby chicks. So, yeah.
Aww,
so
fun.
Now we're starting over to join the big chicks and roosters. And so, yeah.
Now you have lots and lots of animal.
Yes, and they're laying like crazy because it's springtime. So we have probably like 40 some eggs in my kitchen right now. So I'm trying to like give to people and
see. Well, Well, look, you got to hard boil some of those eggs. So keep
I know. Last year I didn't. I was like, I'm not using my precious eggs, you know, for Easter egg dyeing. But this year I'm like, okay, we're just going to dye some of these.
You might have to. Just
we'll
so
have enough.
Don't go bad.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Oh, goodness. Well, so I know that you do homeschool with your kids. So tell me, how has that been going for your family?
So any other day, I would have been like, it's great. Today was a hard day. It's just we have hard days. We have really good days. We started when my oldest was beginning third grade. He was actually in a Spanish immersion program. So he spoke fluent Spanish, which was amazing, but the testing in NC is in English, and it was hard for him to learn all the Spanish and then be tested in English when he wasn't really learning the English grammar side yet. So we decided to we were like, let's try homeschooling, which was crazy for me because, you know, I was like, I don't want to do this. But it turned out to be really fun, and it's been really rewarding. I really like it. He's going to be in seventh grade in the fall, and he came to us and said, I think I kind of want to go back to public school, which I understand. He's totally social, and he loves his friends. So I was like, you know what, that's fine, because one, your math is getting really hard for me to teach. I'm not good at that. And I was like, I think you'll be okay. So He's going to go back in the fall, and my 8-year-old does not want to ever go back to school. Like, he's like, no, I'm never, because he's our little farmer. He likes to be done with his work, and he likes to go out and do the garden and do the animals, and, like, he's an outdoor boy. Our littlest one goes to preschool, and she'll go to preschool also next year, so she'll be good. So we'll see. We'll see how well I did when he goes to seventh grade.
That'll be the test, right? That'll tell you.
Sometimes I tell him, I'm like, please, like, maybe don't tell your teachers you're homeschooled. Because some of the answers he gives me, I'm like, oh, did you not listen to anything I just said? We'll see.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty funny. That's too funny. I'm sure that he will be just fine. But that's good. It's so funny how they're different, you know, build different personalities. And as they grow, they, you know, decide, you know, nope, I'm going to stay at home with mom forever and ever. And then
I know.
They're like, get me out of here.
Yeah. He's like, bye.
Okay, that'll be exciting. Yeah. Bye, mom.
We'll
I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, you mentioned in your bio that you are furthering your education, so why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, so I'm actually going back to school. Well, I was going back to school just for, I don't know, general teaching, and then I decided I wanted to be a nurse forever, so my husband's like, just do it, like, just go to nursing school.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy. I have 4 kids. Who does that? Apparently, I do that because I tested out of all my prereqs a couple weeks ago. And they said I can start taking the core classes. The program actually doesn't start until August 2018, but if I knock out all of these core classes, all I have to focus on is the clinicals when the program starts. So
That's
what I'm doing.
That's
awesome. Yeah, I know. I was like, are you kidding? Like, it's that easy? They're like, yeah, you tested out of all these classes. And I was like, wow, I'm really old and I'm really tired and I'm surprised I did so well. So
yeah, but that's so awesome. Though. That's great.
So, yeah, we're excited because, I mean, he's almost 6 years out from retirement, and I was like, wow, we really got to start thinking. I mean, I know it sounds 6 years away from retirement, but in, you know, military life, you're like, oh, we better start thinking of some plans.
Yeah, no,
to,
that comes up
you know,
quick.
Keep going. Yeah, so that's
yeah.
our plan.
That doesn't
sound
fun. You. Well, that's really, I'm excited for you. Okay, I mean, congratulations on that, too, because, I know how difficult it can be, and to be able to test out of some of those classes is just, I'm sure, probably a pretty big relief for you, too.
It's such a huge relief. Yeah, I'm excited. So we'll see how well I do when it's actually, like, clinical time.
Right, then you're going to be like, wait a second, I wasn't ready for this, right?
Yeah, like, wait, let's go back. It's so funny because I was telling the kids, I was like, okay, mommy's going back to school to become a nurse. And the four-year-old was like, oh, because you're going to work with Doc McStuffin. And the eight-year-old, like, mama's boy was like, what's going to happen to us? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, who's going to take care of us? And I was like,
oh, I
am. I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, my
it was
goodness.
Funny.
Oh, my, he's like, but mom, who's going to take
I know.
Care of you? It's so funny how they just are like that. They just live in their own little world sometimes, and just they can't see beyond it, especially when they're that little. So, oh, goodness. They'll be fine, I'm sure. I'm sure they'll be
I hope
fine.
So.
I know they got to deal with it either way, right?
I know. I was like, well, I guess you better learn how the microwave works because that's how you're going to make your dinner. So he didn't like that response at all.
Probably not. I bet he didn't. Oh, too funny. Well, Erin, what advice would you give to some of the new military spouses out there?
Okay, so I was rethinking this all the like. I was like, how, I'm trying to put this in the most positive way possible, but the way it comes out probably isn't. I think my husband was like, you need to reword that. But I just, my advice is just don't be so consumed, like with the deployment, which I know sounds bad, but just like don't be so sad about it all the time. I don't know how to say that in a positive way, because I've met so many new spouses and they're just so depressed like every day. And I'm like, what can I do for you? Can we bring you food? You want us to stop by? And they're just like, no, I'm just so tired and sad. And I miss, and I get that. Like, I totally get that. I just think it's easier if you're just, I don't know, a little bit more positive.
Like busy.
And just,
yeah.
Busy,
just
yes. And just do things
and...
for yourself and just take those trips with those kids. Like, they're, you know, I mean, you could
yeah.
sit around and wait for the time, but with military, you're really not going to get it. And I just feel like the kids and I have been to so many places and seen so many family members, and it's been amazing. And they still remember it. And, you know, it was sad that my husband wasn't there with us, but he's also excited we got to experience that too.
Yeah,
that's my
for
advice.
Sure.
It's
I think kinda,
that's
a, yeah.
Just
no, live, I get
you know?
I get it, and
keep
I think
living.
Other people
yeah.
will too. I mean, you don't want to just kind of sit around and mope around, and it's okay to be sad, but you know, try to get out there and you know, have some fun and you know, do some things that maybe you wouldn't get to embrace. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's just. Oh, goodness. You just got to get out there. Because it can be tough, and it'll just make it worse, I think. I feel like it just makes it worse.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, there's definitely sucky days, but if you just keep, I mean, my husband's the one that's always like, cheer up, we only have so many more, you know, weeks left or so many more days left. And it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
if you can do this, I can do this. So, you know, plus
yep.
with little ones around,
right.
especially if you have little ones, you know, you got to stay positive for them. So,
yeah.
Exactly.
No, I think that's great advice. I think that's great advice. So tell us, Erin, what are some of your favorite hobbies?
So I have kids, so this was hard for me to think about, even when I was writing my bio for the website. So I do love to read when I can. Anything. I'll read
mm-hmm.
anything and everything. And then I do like to work out. I don't like to work out while I'm working out, but I like to work out after it's done. Like, oh, I feel great. Like, I just went for a run right before the podcast started. So,
nice.
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm going a little crazy these days, so I need to just work out. But, yeah, those are, and just being with the kids outside, hiking and stuff like that. Kind of like,
mm-hmm.
nothing exciting. Not like Sharita's, you know, when she was, like, auctioneer. I can't do that cool stuff,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I did. So, yeah, pretty low-key.
Yeah. No, but that's okay. That's all right, because those are, like, relaxing hobbies, right?
Yes. Yes, no stress, no drama. That's what I need.
There you go. I think we all need some of that sometimes, right? Oh, goodness. Well, Erin, thank you so much for giving us an inside peek of your Army wife life. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be continuing our behind-the-scenes interviews. Next, Erin will have Amber, AWN's social media coordinator, in the hot seat, so be sure to stay tuned. And don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN core team is hanging out in the Twitter chat. Join in the conversation and ask questions of us by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and make sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Make sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with AWN core team members as part of the Behind the Scenes mini-series. In the last segment, we got to know AWN social media assistant, Erin, who shared details about the hobbies she's enjoying.
Now let's get started with our second interview of the night, Army Wife Network social media coordinator, Amber Budzinski. Sorry, Amber. Tongue twister. Amber is a proud Army wife to her best friend Joshua. She's the mother of three wonderful smart children and one on the way. They have a poodle mix named Penny and a parakeet named Finny. She was Mrs. Montclair, Virginia, 2016 with the Mrs. America pageant. Amber spends most of her time volunteering with numerous organizations and attending community events to support great causes. She also tries to attend as many military-related events as possible. Amber owns a small all-natural bath and beauty product business. She loves to spend time with her family and friends and homeschool her children, helping them excel in their academics. Amber also loves coffee, crafts of all sorts, specifically her planner and music. So, Amber. Hello, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you.
And I know how to say your last name. I just was nervous. I'm nervous. Mandy did such a good job interviewing me, so I have to do a good job interviewing you. So let's share, how did you meet your husband?
Well, I met him in high school, actually, and I want to say this first. It is very different being in the hot seat as opposed to co-hosting.
Yeah.
Like, it's so different. But anyways, so we met in high school. We had, like, a really nerdy class together. It was AP Environmental Science, and he was just kind of, I mean, he was always, like, the nice boy in class, you know, and that obviously kind of, you know, I kind of liked him. I had a crush on him, but nothing ever came about it. We were just friends, and we just kept in touch. He actually asked me to prom, and I said no, because I had a different boyfriend at the time, so he always gives me a hard time about it, but we just always have been great friends, and of course, life, you know, happens and things, you know, keep us busy, but we just reconnected later in life and here we are.
So how long have you guys been together then?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Is it bad that I don't keep track? Let's see. Since 2007 we've known each other.
Oh wow.
That's so cute. I love high school stories. I know that's so cheesy, but I love it. I do.
Yeah.
I just think it's great. Especially since you, like, grew up together and, you know, you guys embraced all your changes together. I don't know.
We definitely went through different phases in our lives.
Yeah.
And, like, actually, his house is just a couple blocks from my house. So it's pretty crazy how things kind of just all work out. And when it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Oh, that's so, I'm serious. I'm like, I love love stories. I'm such like a mushy person, and I love that story so much. So go ahead and tell us about your little family.
So we have three kids. They're all under the age of 6 right now. I homeschool like you do, so that keeps me busy. But, you know, we have one on the way as well. And just, you know, when the husbands are gone, it kind of helps to, like you were saying earlier, it helps to keep busy. And I definitely do that with homeschooling, and I try to do a lot of hands-on and, you know, get them out of the house and do different things here and there. And since we are stationed in Virginia, which is where we're at, is not too far from D.C., it's been really cool being able to go, you know, near the White House and different things like that too, kids are able to experience. So I love that. I love the interaction. And, I mean, because they're just, their minds are like sponges right now, you know, and it's great to just see them excel and, you know, try to help them learn as much as they can without being overbearing. But of course, you know, as a parent, you want to see them like push that envelope and like succeed and, you know, be the super smart kid. But, let's see, I'm trying to think, I mean, we do a lot of things, so it's just, I don't know, whatever, we don't really like being in the house that much. Of course, if it's, like, bad weather, we like to watch a movie and just drink coffee and stuff, but we're really, like, outgoing and trying to do things here and there. So, yeah, that's my little family.
That's, I give so many props to, like, people that have kids that close in age, because mine are all 4 years apart, and that's, you know, but you have 3 under 6. And one on the way.
I know.
And you do all the things that you do. I'm just like, and I was laughing when I was introing you because you're like, I love to see them excel with homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just am trying to get through the day.
Oh. I have those
so
days
funny.
Too. I have those days too, but I'm always like this go-getter, and it's like, okay, you master this. Now let's master that. Like, I don't know. I even got to tell myself, though, sometimes, like, okay, you know, my oldest son, Landon, he's only in kindergarten. It's supposed to be a fun time for him, but, you know, sometimes I'm just like, come on, you can do it. Let's get this under the belt.
It's so funny. And I'm just, like, throwing in the towel, like, I did what I did. Go out to the world. Good luck. I love that,
though. I believe them.
So what special things are you involved in?
It was so hard because I know what kind of some questions, but I didn't really like write, what am I going to say? You know, I was like, I'm just going to wing it. Just I've been involved with so many different things, and it's hard to even think about, but let's see, more recently, I was involved with the suicide hotline. So that was like, without going into too much details, for confidentiality, it was quite a learning experience and just big humbling experience as well to be a part of and grow, and just different volunteering things I'm involved in. And you know, some are short, some are long, and whenever there's an opportunity, like in my community or with my church, I try to get involved. So those are some of the things, you know, I'm involved in. Community events, or you know, at my husband's base, if there's something going on, I like to go, and you know, we go as a family. And but yeah, there's been a lot of things. It's hard to even figure out like, well, what all things have I been a part of? There's just so much. There's so many things here and there, you know. If there's like a, you know, like a special tribute to, you know, police officers in the area or something, you know, I've gone to an event or just different things here and there. Or sometimes on Facebook I'll see things going on near you or whatever, and I'll take the kids or I'll go, and we like to be active and busy. So yeah, it's kind of a lot.
That's good. I'm going to go off script a little bit. So you are PCSing soon, which is super fun while you're pregnant.
Oh yeah.
But have you looked into any activities or events coming up around your new duty station?
I haven't.
I
feel like
you're probably overwhelmed.
Once I get down there.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it hasn't been that bad. It was bad just trying to get a runner here and going through that situation alone. But, luckily I'm grateful because it hasn't really been that stressful. There's been days where I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I need help. But then, the next day it's better. So I'm just trying to get through things here, trying to pack in a bunch of stuff to do here before we move. And luckily the move is only 5 hours away, so that's not too bad. But I'm sure I'll find stuff to do down there. And, if there's you and two other people, maybe, I think, that are on our team that are in North Carolina as well, right? So
yeah,
maybe you guys will let me know what's going on down there.
Yes, definitely. So tell listeners your hobbies are.
Well, I do a lot of, I love singing here and there, nothing professionally, but I love music. Crafting, oh my gosh, anything to just keep myself busy and just when you're done with something, if you created a stuffed animal, or right now with my Amber's Bella Co., which is just natural bath and beauty products, spending time making bath bombs or soap bars or lipsticks, whatever it is, it's just that's my jam. I love doing that. When the kids go to sleep, I'll try to do something crafty and I enjoy it. I love it. And then when you're done with it, seeing your product and you're that's cool. And then my planner, I'm sure a lot of you have seen my planner post, which is probably really nerdy and some people don't get it, but I love decorating my planner. I just love putting washi tape and stickers. I love going to Michael's and just buying all kinds of stickers and washi tape for it. It's just, I get more joy out of decorating my planner than actually obviously putting stuff in the planner. It's used productively, but I love decorating it like a scrapbook. And anything crafty is just, I love doing it. That's my hobby. Those are my hobbies.
I love following you on Facebook because you always show your projects. I don't, because I'm looking at my planner and I'm like, ugh. I can't even. But I love your Bible journaling, and you're just super crafty.
Yes,
maybe you can teach me something sometime.
I get so into it. I've dragged people into it. You got to come to this planner meetup. Michael has them sometimes, and you just get together and you bring your planners and you're decorating them, and people love it. It's fun, but
yeah.
Totally a select group. So.
So what things have you learned as an Army wife so far?
Well, one of the things I've learned, at the beginning, I was pretty lonely, and I was used to being go, go, go before we moved. And I'm very independent, and I'm kind of, I'm outgoing to meet people. But at the same time, at the beginning, it was hard for me to, actually meet people when we're not involved in things. We weren't going to church at the time, and I wasn't really seeing what was going on around us. And so once we started becoming more involved in different things, we started going to church and I started volunteering more with different places, just meeting people through those things and in our community, more recently where we live, our neighbors and community, just doing things like that, being able to meet new people has helped so much, and it helps the time go quicker, especially when your husband's gone, and just having a group of friends that you're able to connect with, even if they're military or not, that's one of the things, one of the main things so far that I've learned is, it really helps to have people there and to make play dates with or go grab a cup of coffee, because we also need our mom, our me time, our mom time, and just having people there. It's, you know, it's a huge change from that first year just being for alone. So that's one of the things for sure.
Yeah, definitely agree. What is something you've gone out of your comfort zone to do?
So, I mean, there's been a few things, but more recently, well, not, I guess not too recent now, but, you know, my bio, it says I was Mrs. Montclair with the Mrs. America pageant last year, and that was something totally, totally out of my comfort zone because, I mean, I love makeup and I love, you know, dressing up here and there, but at heart, I'm like a major tomboy. Like growing up, I love skateboarding. I mean, I wasn't into fashion at all until I got into high school. I was totally Vans, Converse, you know, cargo shorts, cargo pants, you know, I don't know, like the skater type. I don't know. I was just really like tomboy. And I never played with Barbies, nothing like that. You know, I rather have been outside climbing trees, you know, the guys. That was just, I mean, it's still at heart. Like, I still like video games and, you know, I like wearing my tennis shoes and, I don't know, I'm more dressed down. So it was something that I loved. You know, I love makeup and all that and the glitz, but it was out of my comfort zone. And I mean, I had a friend growing up that would do pageants, and I was always like, oh, that looks cool or fun, and, you know, she got to dress up, and just that whole aspect of it was, you know, kind of enticing. But before my husband, you know, as military spouses, we all kind of have, like, a background or, you know, different – we all come from different walks of life. And I went through a very, very hard first marriage. And a lot of people don't know that because I didn't really want to share about that. I would kind of pretend like it didn't happen. And I just went through a very, very, like, shocking, tough time. And so with that, I kind of lost my outgoing, bubbly, confident self. And as time went on and, you know, I was with my husband, or the husband I'm with now, you know, little by little, I started getting my old self back, the good things of my old self. And it just, I got to this place where it's like, okay, well, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and I'm going to do things that, you know, I want to do. You know, there should be nothing holding me back. And, you know, just kind of my story and being able to speak about some of the things I went through was, it was very healing. And it was just the time, like, people message me, women, girls message me about things that they've gone through in similar circumstances. So just going through that and, you know, using this experience as a platform to be able to share my story was, it was just amazing because it took me a long time to get to that place. And, you know, when I went to the pageant, it was a complete, like, shock. I thought it wasn't going to be as hard as it was, but it honestly, like, there is, you got to learn different walks for different things. And, you know, it's, there's dancing choreography. I'm tongue twisted, but like the dancing part of it, I'm not a good dancer. And I totally was like, oh my gosh, front and center doing this dance. I was freaking out because I have no rhythm. And so just the whole experience was crazy. And, you know, getting that, like, public figure, so to speak, like I said earlier, platform to be able to talk and share my story, like, hey, doesn't matter where you've gone through or what you've been through in life, but, you know, it's not always going to be like that. Because there was times during my first marriage where I was just, like, going to get any better. You know, am I going to be stuck in this horrible thing, you know, forever? And you get down on yourself and then, you know, life always has its ups and downs, and just, you know, being at the place of where I'm at in my life now and last year and the year before, it's like, wow, you know. And so being able to talk about that with other girls and women was, it was awesome. And sorry, I'm out of breath because this pregnancy makes me out of breath. So I'm like really trying to catch my breath. I'm like sitting here and my stomach is like huge and I'm just like, I need breath. but anyways, so, yeah, that, you know, in short, that it took me out of my comfort zone, and I learned a lot, and I met some great women through there as well. And, you know, being in the pageant itself was a whole different, it brought some obstacles that I overcame, and it's an experience I won't forget. And my husband was just super supportive, and, you know, when I had heard that I was going to do it, he just, you know, go for it. He's always been that way. He's always pushed me and, you know, toward positive things, and just was like, hey, if you want to do it, I'll back you up. And he was, and it was, yeah, it was definitely something.
Well, that's an amazing story. I'm glad that you were able to get out of your shell and kind of, I mean, I'm sure you probably don't think you helped other women, but you probably definitely did that were listening to your story. So that's good. Super positive. Yeah. Do you think definitely. You'll do another one?
No. No. It was a fun once-in-a-lifetime experience, but, yeah, probably not.
Well, that's funny. Well, I'm so glad you got to do it the one time and share your story. So, Amber, thanks so much for letting us, you know, catch a glimpse into your life and get to know you better. We need to take another quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be continuing our behind-the-screen interviews with our AWN graphic designer, Mandy Gibson, and announce our giveaway winner for this evening. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Never buy something just because it's on sale, but do look for sales and discounts on the items you would purchase anyway. This is a Money Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. Brand loyalty is nothing new. We are creatures of habit, but did you know that your habits can save you money? Make a list of foods, cleaning products, and retailers that have your loyalty. Sign up for email coupons and like their Facebook pages. Don't pay too much attention to offers, though, until you're ready to buy. Here's another idea. Never, ever complete an online purchase until you've searched for a discount code. Sites like RetailMeNot.com share discount codes. Finally, try abandoning your shopping cart for a few days before pushing purchase. You may be targeted with discount emails that can enable you to complete the transaction with further savings. The key to making discounts work for you is to limit their ability to spur you to buy something you wouldn't ordinarily buy. Be strategic in your discount targeting and save 10 to 50% on items that you would be buying at full price. This Money Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with AWN core team members as part of the Behind the Screen mini-series. Before we finish up with our final interview for the evening, Mandy, let's tell our listeners who the winner of our this week's Birthday Bash giveaway is.
That sounds great. Our winner this evening was randomly selected from the entries to our Facebook post earlier today. Can I get a drum roll, please? That was my drum roll, guys. Just in case.
That was good.
All right. Well, the winner is Mary Spangler. Congratulations. We will be contacting you soon for your mailing address so that we can get your beautiful 17-inch Military Wife Charm Necklace by Mindy Lee on the way to you ASAP. Also, listeners, don't despair if you missed out on tonight's giveaway. We will be doing more amazing giveaways throughout the month each week, so be sure to tune in every Monday.
Now, Mandy, it's your turn to be in the hot seat. Mandy Gibson is AWN's social media graphic designer. Mandy is married to her awesome husband, Captain Josh Gibson, logistician. I'm so sorry. Did I say that right?
a logistician. He does logistics.
Okay. Who has an Excel spreadsheet for everything? Opposites attract, right? She is a work-at-home mom to her sweet and sassy one-year-old who keeps her on her toes. Her family has two fur babies, Capone, who's an English bulldog, as we learned about earlier, and Dave, who's a Dachshund. Mandy owns her own graphic design company called AK Gibson Designs. And previously, Mandy has worked in the marketing field, focusing primarily on digital marketing in the financial industry. She has a passion for helping others and enjoys volunteering for a variety of organizations and ministries. Mandy is an avid Ohio State fan and might be a little obnoxious on Saturdays during college football season. If she could adopt all the dogs that needed a home, she would. And in a perfect world, she would spend all day at the beach with a good book in hand, unless the Buckeyes are playing, of course. She and her family are currently stationed at Fort Drum, New York. So, Mandy, the first question for you is, how did you meet your husband?
Well, I kind of left this one out of the bag a little bit when I was talking with Aaron earlier, but my husband and I, we met when he was stationed down at Fort Hood, Texas, and we actually met online too, but the really funny thing about my husband and I is that we actually didn't meet each other until Texas, but we grew up about 20 minutes from each other in Ohio, and we didn't meet each other till Texas. Like, we didn't even know that we existed until, you know, we met online in Texas. So, but our families are from pretty much, I mean, about 20 minutes from each other. Like, that's where we grew up, went to high school, and everything. We just didn't know one another. So I think that was pretty cool. I'm like, well, I guess this is meant to be then. We only have to go one place when we visit home.
Yeah, it's so true. It's weird how, I mean, when it's just eight brings you together, right?
Yeah. And I mean, so somewhat similar story to Aaron too. I mean, we met and then he found out he was deployed and then was gone for a little while and then came back and things just kind of, you know, when things are right, they're right. And they just fall together and then we're married and then we have baby and here we are.
So tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, a little bit about our family. Of course, you know, it's me and my husband, and then we have a daughter, and she just recently turned two, so now we have this bouncing little toddler. She's so sweet, but she is so sassy. She's like a Sour Patch Kid. You know, they say first they're sour, then they're sweet. I mean, I don't know. I think it might be the opposite for Aubrey. She is sweet, and then she's sour, but... So it's just us, and then, of course, we have our two dogs, Jade and Capone, which we're big dog people, so they're definitely part of our family, but it's just a fun dynamic, and we love just being able to watch Aubrey grow, and it's just fun just getting to see the different ways that she's growing and learning and interacting, and like I said earlier on the show, it's been so much fun right now because we've actually had nice weather, and she's, you know, learning how to ride a tricycle and, you know, just going down the, you know, it's just such a big difference from last year as far as, like, her independence and stuff. But that's our family.
It is fun to see them grow, isn't it? I mean, I hear you with the little one being sweet and sassy. I got one of those, though. So. I can relate, but it's fun to see them grow. So
I mean, it's a good thing, too, because I know that comes from, like, her independence. I mean, that's really what it comes from. You know, she wants to do it all of herself. She doesn't want you helping her. And so then that's when she becomes really sassy.
Well, do you think she's more like you or your husband?
Oh, like me. So we're really into it.
Well, hey, at least you're honest.
Very quiet. Yeah, my husband's quiet and just kind of go with the flow. And I'm the one that's always putting attitude out and just over the top. And she's just like me. I mean, there's just no denying it.
Oh, that's cute though. So how do you like to meet people? Cause I know you moved to New York not too long ago, right? So how do you meet new people when you TCS and you post?
Yeah, we just got to New York, like fall of this past year, so we haven't even been here a year yet, but I just really like to try to get involved. Like you were talking earlier about just kind of like getting involved in different organizations and the community and things like that. And I think it's just so important. But that's how I like to do. I mean, like there's so many different things like here, like there's a big USO. I mean, like I try to get involved with like PWOC and like going to church is always a big one too, where you can meet people and just kind of like volunteering within the community. Not even just like on post, but in the community, like right outside of post too. Cause I mean, especially like, I mean, there's just so many great things and like your families benefit from and the rest of the military community benefits from, and it's just great to be able to support that community that also supports you. So but you get to meet so many great new people when you do that, and especially when you're going somewhere where you don't know anybody, which is like I didn't know anybody here like from past, you know, past posts or anything. So that was really, I was really nervous about that, but I was really able to meet some really great people. So I don't know, I just like to really get involved. I'm kind of a social person anyway, to an extent. I mean, I like to have my alone time, but I like to be social too. So it's like one of the things I have to do almost, but it's really a great way. Like I've met some really great friends already just getting involved with those different organizations.
I can definitely relate to you with that. I absolutely hear what you're saying, and it's great. I mean, like you said, not just in the military community, but in, like, the neighborhood community you're living in, to just branch out, meet people at church, you know, and you make some great friends and a good support system through that. So that's the great thing to do.
Absolutely.
Well, what are some of your hobbies? I know you have to have that creative side, too, since you're a graphic designer. So, but what are some of your hobbies? You want to know?
I don't know. I was laughing when Erin said, well, I'm a mom. Like, I have kids, so no, but I kind of felt the same way. I mean, I do have a creative side. I do enjoy doing stuff like that. Like, recently, for whatever reason, like, the past couple years have really enjoyed doing, like, wreaths and kind of, like, more, like, floral type arrangements, I guess you could say.
Fine.
So I like to do kind of, like, that the DIY stuff. I like to do like little projects and stuff like that. Just kind of like floral or like, you know, little decorations for the house or things like that. So I enjoy that. And I try to do that when I get time or like have the opportunity, like for an event or something like that, that I can put something together. But yeah, I mean, I do enjoy designing. I kind of feel like it's more like my job sometimes than really a hobby. I don't know if I would say that. I mean, I enjoy doing it. I love doing the design work. But yeah, I like to do the crafts. And I do like to read when I get a chance. But I just like, have not had time lately. It's so hard. I mean, by the time my daughter goes to bed and everything else, I'm like, oh, I need to go to sleep too. And I start reading and I fall asleep. But I really, really like to read too. Yeah, I'd say kind of like crafting, and I am jealous, too, of your planner, because I'm sitting here looking, because, you know, my planner is, like, right by my desk, and I'm sitting here looking at it, like, mine is not looking really as pretty as Amber's looks, but, yeah, I mean, I like to craft and do things like that, so I enjoy shopping at TJ Maxx, and those
that's a good hobby.
I don't know, it's, like, I like to enjoy, like, I enjoy, like, finding a good deal, I guess I could say. So I think that's
probably shopping? Do you enjoy shopping more at stores? And this was one of our questions on our Army Wife Network page, but do you enjoy shopping more in stores then or online?
I don't know. I think it's a good mix because I'm definitely, like, an Amazon Prime girl, like, hardcore. But I do enjoy going to some places like home decor, more so like home decor places and like Hobby Lobby and like actually, you know, like looking and then like trying to find a good deal. But I'd say more so online. Like I'm pretty, like our neighbors, I think we're a UPS hub because we get so much stuff delivered mostly from Amazon Prime to our house.
Like, yes, okay. I think a lot of people can relate to that, though.
I'm like, oh, I can get that on Amazon Prime. Click. I can get that on Amazon Prime. Click.
It's so easy. It's just and then they save all your information, and it's just done shopping really quick, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what advice would you give to a new military spouse?
I would just say, one, put yourself out there, get involved as much as you can to try to meet people, because really in the military, I think it really takes a village. I mean, when you're in a place where your husband is, you know, you're in a place you don't know and your husband, you know, leaves for training, you know, sometimes it happens a week after you get there. Sometimes it doesn't happen till later, but we really, I think, just need to depend on each other as much as we can as military spouses, you know, for those times, even when our husbands, you know, are here and we just need that camaraderie and just kind of somebody to relate to that has gone through a similar situation or at least can appreciate, you know, the situation. So I just think it's just super important to get out there and build relationships so you kind of build that village, because I just feel like, you know, kind of Aaron was talking about before, like you get in the situations where people get really sad because their husbands are gone, and, you know, having mm-hmm. a good support system of other military spouses, I think, is really beneficial to those type of situations. And so that's my biggest thing, is just to really try to get out there. And you don't even have to get involved with a bunch of groups, but, you know, just making an effort to, you know, get involved with your church or your, you know, introduce yourself to your next door neighbors. I mean, just anything like that. I mean, I know several women right now who there's a few people, my friends, that are pregnant and their husbands are deployed, and I'm kind of like on the standby to watch their other children if, you know, they go into labor before, you know, their parents or their in-laws or whatever get into town, that they can help them, because at that point, you know, if you don't have family close, it's hard. So
yeah.
Just really get involved. I think that build those relationships, build your village. I think that, you know, we need to support and rely on each other as military spouses.
That is some great advice. I couldn't, you know, agree more when I talked earlier about how lonely it was at first, and then, you know, when you do finally branch out and meet people and have that support system and, you know, keep them busy with friends, it definitely helps the time go by, you know, a lot more fast. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so helpful and healthy to have, you know, a few friends that you're meeting. That's some great advice. Now, speaking about advice, what is your favorite quote?
I don't know if it's a favorite quote. I don't know if it would necessarily tie into what we're just talking about, but maybe a little bit. But one of my favorite movies is Hope Floats with Sandra Bullock. And at the very end, like one of the last things they say is, beginnings are scary, endings are usually sad, but what's in the middle that counts. Find yourself at the beginning. Just give hope a chance to float up, and it will. So, I don't know. That's one of my favorite quotes, because I think it kind of applies to what we're talking to. I just think it applies to so many different situations. I mean, just like when you're at a new, we're talking about like a new military spouse or a new post. I mean, when you're there and you're first there and everything just seems so, you know, scary. And then you meet all these people and you have these great relationships. And when you leave, it's sad. But it's really like what's in the middle that counts. Because you build those relationships, you have those memories and things like that. And so just give hope a chance to float up, and it will. So I like that. I love that quote.
That is a great quote. I mean, yes, life is so full of ups and downs. So it's a great quote to keep in the back of your mind too. I mean, you know, applying to yourself as a military spouse or just even as a person. That's a great quote.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Well, Manny, thanks so much for – thanks so much for letting us get to know you more and more about you. It's been a pleasure interviewing you.
Yay! It like you said, it is certainly different when you're in the hot seat than, you know, just co-hosting.
Yes.
I agree with you there. So, well, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have enjoyed this behind-the-scenes look into our lives. Be sure to join us next week, April 17th, 2017, as our 14 mini-series continues, featuring interviews with Lisa Walters, AWN's blog editor, and Betsy Raines, AWN's blog editor assistant. It's going to be another great show and another fun birthday giveaway, so you don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.